I was an avid believer until I was about 14. I'd have made a great saint and probably got as cool a reception by the authorities as most visionaries from St. Teresa to Joan of Arc. I didn't have any real visions, but I fervently wanted to, preferably accompanied by levitation. I kept quiet about it, because there was a place called Ballinasloe where you could be locked up. It didn't sound good, and anyone that went there came out looking white-faced, or didn't come out at all. Besides, too much religion was known to ruin a person. Still, when the whole edifice started to crumble, I felt more bewilderment than anger. What would I do now? Who'd mind me? The notion that I'd have to mind myself was clearly ludicrous, and as good a proof of the existence of some sort of God as anything a Jesuit could come up with. But crumble the edifice did, and with it, one kind of faith. I had to pitch my own shaky tent to replace it. I never expected it to be good enough, and it never was. I wanted the mansions, gold and all. However, I continued to hope that maybe, out there, something amazing was going to happen next, and it often did. In this age of militant fundamentalism and proselytizing atheism, nobody knows enough nor has the right to take hope away. Those who have taught me most, from Hartnett to Baudelaire, from Lorca to Richard Feynman, have never tried, being as taken up with the great adventure of being alive and curious as I have mostly been, which is, in itself, a kind of grace.